There are over 6,000 pipes in the Walt Disney Concert Hall organ, and these pipes are divided into two major groups of tone. There are the flue pipes, which include the principals, the flutes, and the strings. And there are the reed pipes, whose tone is produced by a vibrating reed, very much like that of an orchestral oboe or clarinet. Here is an example of the 8-foot principal, which is the primary stop of all organs. A group of the flue pipes, known as the flutes, imitate some orchestral instruments and other ancient instruments. Pipes can be made of different shapes and sizes. One form of pipe, known as the string sound, actually are metal pipes, which are very narrow in scale. This accentuates their upper harmonics. In the reeds, the trumpet family is the largest group. Some string pipes are deliberately out of tune. Adding them to the bass sound produces a lush effect. The longest pipe of the 8-foot principal is 8 feet long. A pipe half as long, 4 foot, produces a sound an octave higher. A pipe 2 feet long produces a sound 2 octaves higher. Each of the stops is designed to combine with other stops. And finally, adding the mixtures. The flutes have their own complete group of stops, and combining flutes of different pitches produces synthetic tones. The ability to combine different sounds to create new effects makes the organ one of the earliest synthesizers. Special pipes of the flute family do not speak their normal pitch, but actually play a harmonic. one unique feature of the Walt Disney Concert Hall organ is its curved wooden pipes in the facade. These are not decorative pipes, but actually functioning pipes that produce deep bass tones. To further enhance the palette of tonal colors for the organist, there is an organ celesta. In this example from Paul Hindemith's Sonata No. 1 for organ, we hear the cor anglais stop. Of course, a very important function of the Walt Disney Concert Hall organ is to play with the orchestra. In this beautiful example from the Concierto de los Angeles by James Hopkins, we hear how nicely the organ blends with the orchestra. Great contrasts of volume and color are possible by instantly changing from one keyboard to the other. It is possible to play softly, and of course, the organ is capable of majestic power.